The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 9, Liberation. Chapter 23, The Dynasties of the Sons of Yayati. In this 23rd chapter, the dynasties of Anu, Duryu, Turvasu, and Yadu, as well as the story of Jamaga, are described. The sons of Yayati's fourth son, Anu, were Subranara, Chakshu, and Parashnu. Of these three, the sons and grandsons of Subranara were, in succession, Kalanara, Srinjaya, Janmanjaya, Mahasala, and Mahamana. The sons of Mahamana were Ushinara and Titikshu. Ushinara had four sons, namely Shibivara, Krimi, and Daksha. Shibi also had four sons, Rishadarbha, Sudhira, Madra, and Kaikeya. The sons of Titikshu were Rusadrath, who begat a son named Homa. From Homa came Sutapa, and from Sutapa, Bali. In this way, the dynasty continued. Begotten by Dirghatama in the womb of the wife of Bali were Anga, Vanga, Kalinga, Sumha, Pundra, and Odra, all of whom became kings. From Anga came Kalatpana, whose dynasty included Divarath, Dharmarath, and Chittarath, also called Romapad, one after another. Maharaj Dasarath gave in charity one of his daughters by the name Shanta to his friend Romapad because Romapad had no sons. Romapad accepted Shanta as his daughter, and the great sage Rishyanriga married her. By the mercy of Rishyanriga, Romapad had a son named Chaturanga. The son of Chaturanga was Prithulaksha, who had three sons, Brihadrath, Brihadkarma, and Brihadbhanu. From Brihadrath came a son named Brihadmana, whose sons and grandsons in succession were Jayadrath, Vijayadriti, Drihadvrata, Satkarma, and Adirath. Adirath accepted the son rejected by Kunti, namely Karna, and Karna's son was Vrishasen. The son of Yayati's third son, Durya, was Babru, whose sons and grandsons were Setu, Araba, Gandhara, Dharma, Drita, Durmada, and Pracheta. The son of Yayati's second son, Turvasu, was Vani, whose seminal dynasty included Barga, Banuman, Tribanu, Karadam, and Maruta. The childless Maruta accepted Dushmanta, who belonged to the Puru dynasty, and his adopted son. Maharaj Dushmanta was anxious to have his kingdom returned, so he went back to the Puru Vamsa. Of the four sons of Yadu, Sahasrajit was the eldest. The son of Sahasrajit was named Satajit. He had three sons, of whom one was Haihaya. The sons and grandsons in this dynasty of Haihaya were Dharma, Netra, Kunti, Sohajni, Mahisman, Bhadrak, Senaka, Dandaka, Kritavirya, Arjuna, Jayadvaj, Talajanga, and Vitihotra. The son of Vitihotra was Madhu, whose eldest son was Vrishni. Because of Yadu, Madhu, and Vrishni, their dynasties are known as Yadava, Madhava, and Vrishni. Another son of Yadu was Krosta, and from him came Vrijinavan, Svahita, Vishadgu, Chittarath, Shashabindu, Prithusrava, Dharma, Usana, and Ruchaka. Ruchaka had five sons, one of whom was known as Jamaga. Jamaga was sonless, but by the mercy of the demigods, his childless wife gave birth to a son named Vidarbha. Text 1. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Anosa Paranas Chakshu Pares Nus Chatrayasuta Sabranarat Kalanara Shinjayas Tatsutastata. Translation. Sukadeva Goswami said, Anu, the fourth son of Yayati, had three sons named Sabranara Chakshu and Pareshnu. O king, from Sabranara came a son named Kalanara, and from Kalanara came a son named Srinjaya. Text 2. Janmanjayas Tasaputro Mahasalo Mahan Mahamana Ushinarastitikshuscha Mahamanasad Atmajo. Translation: from Sinjaya came a son named Janmanjaya. From Janmanjaya came Mahasala. From Mahasala, Mahaman. And from Mahaman, two sons named Ushinara and Titikshu. Text 3 and 4. Shivirvana Kshimir Dakshas Chatvaro Sinaratmaja Rishadarba Sudirascha Madra Kekaya Atmavan Sivis Chatvara Eva Shams Titikshos Charusadartha Tato Homo Tasatupa Bahi Sutapasobavat. Translation: the four sons of Ushinara were Shibi, Vara, Krimi, and Daksha, and from Shibi came again four sons named Rishadarba, Sudhira, Matra, and Atma Tattvavit Kekaya. The sons of Titikshu were the son of Titikshu was Rushadrath. From Rushadrath came Homa, from Homa Sutapa, and from Sutapa Bali. Text 5. Anga Vanga Kalinga Dya Suma Pondrara Samjinita Jajnire Dighata Maso Balik Shetre Mahikshita. Translation: by the semen of Dirgadatma, in the wife of Bali, the emperor of the world, six sons took birth, namely Anga, Vanga, Kalinga, Suma, Pondra, and Odra. Text 6. Chakrusva Namavishayan Sadiman Panchiakams Chete Kala Pado Pano Agato Jajni Yasma Dive Ratas Tata. Translation: these six sons, headed by Anga, later became the kings of six states and the eastern side of India. These states were known according to the names of their respective kings. From Anga came a son named Kalapana, and from Kalapana came Divirath. Text 7 through 10. Suto Dharmatrato Tas Yasya Jajne Chitarato Praja Romapado Iti Kyatas Tasmai Dasarata Yashaka Santam Sva Kanyam Prayachad Rishya Sringa Uvahayam Deva Varshati Ram Yam Rama Ani Yur Harani Sutam Natya Sangita Vitir Viditrayar Svibram Malingana Haranai Satu Rajno Nripatas Yasya Nirupiestu Marhutvate Pujam Adadarasat Dasarato Yena Labhe Prajapaja Chaturango Romampadat Pritu Lakshas Tutat Sutta. Translation: from Divirath came a son named Dharmarath, and from his son Chitarath was, and his son was Chitarath, who was celebrated as Romapad. Romapad, however, was without issue, and therefore his friend Maharaj Dasarath gave him his own daughter named Shanta. Romapad accepted her as his daughter, and thereafter she married Rishyashringa. When the demigods from the heavenly planets failed to shower rain, Rishyashringa was appointed the priest for performing a sacrifice after being brought from the forest by the allurement of prostitutes who danced stage theatrical performances accompanied by music and embraced and worshipped him. After Rishyashringa came, the rain fell. Thereafter, Rishyashringa performed a sun-giving sacrifice on behalf of Maharaj Dasarath, who had no issue, and then Maharaj Dasarath had sons. From Romapad, by the mercy of Sri Shishinga, Chaturanga was born, and from Chaturanga came Prithulaksha. Text 11. Brihadratho Brihatkarma Brihadbanus Chatatsuta Adyad Brahman Manas Tasmaj Jayadratha Udarita. Translation: the sons of Prithulaksha were Brihadrath, Brihadkarma, and Brihadbanu. From the eldest, Brihadrath, came a son named Brihanmana, and from Brihanmana came a son named Jayadrath. Text 12. Vijayas tasma sambhutyam tato driti ajayata tato drita vratas tasya satkarma diratas tata. Translation: the son of Jayadrath, by the womb of his wife Sambhuti, was Vijay, and from Vijay, Driti was born. From Driti came Dhritavrata, and from Dhritavrata, Satkarma, and from Satkarma, Adirath. Translation, text 13. Yoso Ganga Tate Kridan, Manjusan Targatam Sishum, Kuntya Padvi Damkaninam Anapatyo Karotsutam. Translation, while playing on the bank of the Ganges, Adirath found a baby wrapped up in a basket. The baby had been left by Kunti because he was born before she was married. Because Adirath had no sons, he raised this baby as his own. This son was later known as Karna. Text 14. Rishasena sutastasya karnasya jagitipate duyos chatayneo barbru sutastasyat majastata. Translation, O king, the only son of Karna was Rishasena. Duryu, the third son of Yati, had a son named Babru, and the son of Babru was known as Setu. Text 15. Arabdas tasya gandaras tasya dharmas tato drita dritasya drumadas tasmat pracheta pratisa satam. Translation, the son of Setu was Arabda. Arabda's son was Gandhara, and Gandhara's son was Dharma. Dharma's son was Drita, Drita's son was Dharmada, and Dharmada's son was Pracheta, who had 100 sons. Text 16. Melecha di Patayo Bhuvan Udicham Disam Ashrita Turvasos Chasuto Vanir Vanir Bargo Tabahunam. Translation, the Prachetas, the son of Pracheta, occupied the northern side of India, which was devoid of Vedic civilization, and became kings there. Yayati's second son was Turvasu. The son of Sir Turvasu was Vani, the son of Vani, Barga, the son of Barga, Banuman. Text 17. Tribhanus tatsutosyapi karandama udaradi marutas tatsuto putra putram parova anvabut. Translation, the son of Banuman was Tribhanu, and his son was the magnanimous Karandama. Karandama's son was Maruta, who had no sons and who therefore adopted the son of the Puru dynasty, Maharaj Dusmanta, as his own. Text 18 and 19. Dusmanta sa padurbeje svavamsa rajakamaka yayater jesta putrasya yadurvamsam nararsabha varnas yami maha Punyam Sarva Papa Haram Rinam Yadar Vamsam Narashrutva Sarva Papai Pramuchite. Translation, Maharaj Dushmanta, desiring to occupy the throne, returned to his original dynasty, the Puru dynasty, even though he had accepted Maruta as his father. O Maharaj Prakshit, now let me describe the dynasty of Yadu, the eldest son of Maharaj Yayati. This description is supremely pious, and it vanquishes the reactions of sinful activities in human society. Simply by hearing this description, one is freed from all sinful reactions. Text 20 through 21. Yatravatirno Bhagavan Paramatma Narakriti Yado Sahasrajit Krosta Nalodripur Iti Shruta Chatvara Sunavas Chatra Satajit Pratamatmaja Mahai Hayo Renu Hayo Hayahas Chititatsuta. Translation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the Supersoul in the hearts of all living entities, descended in his original form as a human being in the dynasty of the family of Yadu. Yadu had four sons named Sahasrajit, Krosta, Nala, and Ripu. Of these four, the eldest, Sahasrajit, had a son named Satajit, who had three sons named Maharai, Renuhai, and Haihai. Purport, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.11, Vedanti tatva tatva vidas tatva myajjnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti sabdite. Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan, end quote. The majority of transcendentalists understand only the impersonal Brahman or localized Paramatma, for the personality of Godhead is very difficult to understand. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 7.3, Manushyanam sahasreshu kashit yatati siddhaye etatam api siddhanam kashin mam vititatvata. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. Of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. End quote. The yogis and gyanis, that is, the mystic yogis and the impersonalists, can understand the absolute truth as impersonal or localized. But although such realized souls are above ordinary human beings, they cannot understand how the supreme absolute truth can be a person. Therefore, it is said that out of many siddhas, or the souls who have already realized the absolute truth, one may understand Krishna, who exactly resembles a human being, Narakriti. This human form was explained by Krishna himself after he manifested the Virat Rupa. The Virat Rupa is not the original form of the Lord. The Lord's original form is Dvibhuja Shyamasundar Muralidhar, the Lord with two hands playing a flute. Yam Shyamasundaram Achintya Gunasarupam. The Lord's forms are proof of his inconceivable qualities. Although the Lord maintains innumerable universes within the period of his breath, he is dressed with a form exactly like that of a human being. This does not mean, however, that he is a human being. This is his original form, but because he looks like a human being, those with a poor fund of knowledge consider him an ordinary man. The Lord says, Avajananti ma mudha manasimtanam ashritam prambhavam ajananto mamabhute mehishram. Fools deride me when I descend in human form. They do not know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all that be. End quote. Bhagavad Gita 9:11. By the Lord's Parambhavan, or transcendental nature, he is the all-pervading Paramatma, living in the core of the hearts of all living entities, yet he looks like a human being. Mayavad philosophy says that the Lord is originally impersonal, but assumes a human form and many other forms when he descends. Actually, however, he is the originally like a human being, and the impersonal Brahman consists of the rays of his body. Yasya Prabhavata Prabhavato Jagannatha Koti. Text 22. Dharmas tu hayasuto netra kunte pita tata sohanjir abhavat kunter mahisman bhadrasenaka. Translation. The son of Haihaya was Dharma. The son of Dharma was Netra, the father of Kunti. From Kunti came a son named Sohani, and from Sohanji came Mani Mahisman, and from Mahisman, Bhadraksenaka. Text 23. Dharmado Bhadrasenasya Danaikad Kritavirisu Kritagni Kritavarmacha Kritajo Danakatmaja. Translation. The sons of Brihadrasen were known as Dharmada and Danaka. Danaka was the father of Kritavirya and also of Kritangi, Kritavarma, and Kritajo, Kritoja. Text 24. Arjuna Kritavirasya Sapta Dvibeshwaro Bhavat Datta Treyad Hadarer Amsat Prat Papta Yoga Mahagruna. Translation. The son of Kartavirya was Arjuna. He, Kartavirya Arjuna, became the emperor of the entire world, consisting of seven islands, and received mystic power from Dattatreya, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He thus obtained the mystic perfections known as Astasiddhi. Text 25. Nanunan Kartavirasya Ya Gatim Yasyanti Partiva Yajna Dhanama Tapo Yogai Shuta Virya Dayadibi. Translation. No other king in this world could equal Kartavirya Arjuna in sacrifices, charity, austerity, mystic power, education, strength, or mercy. Text 26. Panchasiti Sahasrani Hi Avyahatabala Sama Anasta Vita Samara Rano Bubhujek Shayak Sadvashu. Translation. For 85,000 years, Kartavirya Arjuna continuously enjoyed material opulences with full bodily strength and unimpaired memory. In other words, he enjoyed inexhaustible material opulences with his six senses. Text 27. Tasya putra sahasreshu panchayvar varitamide jayadvaj suraseno vishabho madhurojita. Translation. If of the 1,000 sons of Kartavirya Arjuna, only 5 remained alive after the fight with Parashuram. Their names were Jayadvaj, Surasen, Rishabha, Madhu, and Urjita. Text 28. Jayadvajat tala jangas tasya putra satam tvabhut kshatram yat tala jang hatyam kyam av ru arva tejo pasam hritam. Translation. Jayadvaj had a son named Talajanga who had 100 sons. All of the Kshatriyas in that dynasty, known as Talajanga, were annihilated by the great power received by Maharaj Sagara from Urva Rishi. Text 29. Tesham jesto vitir hutro vrishni putro madau smrita tasya putra satam dvasid vrishni jestam tatakulam. Translation. Of the sons of Talajanga, Vitihotra was the eldest. The son of Vitihotra named Madhu had a celebrated son named Vrishni. Madhu had 100 sons, of whom Vrishni was the eldest. The dynasties known as Yadava, Madhava, and Vrishni had their original origin from Madhu, and Vrishni. Text 30 through 31. Madhava Vrishnayo Rajan Yadavas Cheti Samdita Yadu Putrasya Chakrosto Putro Vrinjai Vrijna Vamstata Svahito To Vishagdur Vai Tasya Chitarata Tata Sati Sasabidur Mahayogi Mahabhago Mahanabhut Chaturdasa Mahatranas Chaturvarti Aparjita. Translation. O Maharaj Parikshit, because Yadu, Madhu, and Vrishni each inaugurated a dynasty, their dynasties are known as Yadava, Madhava, and Vrishni. The son of Yadu, named Krotsta, had a son named Vrinjinvan. The son of Vrinjinvan was Svahita, the son of Svahiti Vishadgu. The son of Vishadgu, Chitarath, the son of Chitarath, Sashabindu. The greatly fortunate Sashabindu, who was a great mystic, possessed 14 opulences and was the owner of 14 great jewels. Thus he became the emperor of the world. Purport. In the Markandeya Purana, the 14 kinds of great jewels are described as follows. Number 1, an elephant. Number 2, a horse. Number 3, a chariot. Number 4, a wife. Number 5, arrows. 6, a reservoir of wealth. 7, a garland. 8, valuable costumes. 9, trees. 10, a spear. 11, a noose. 12 jewels, 13 an umbrella, and 14 regulative principles. To be the emperor, one must possess all 14 of these opulences. Sashabindu possessed them all. Text 32. Tasya patni sahasranam dasanam sumaha yasha dasalaksha sahasrani putranam tvashojijanat. Translation. The famous Sashabindu had 10,000 wives, and by each he begat a lakh of sons. Therefore, the number of his sons was 10,000 lakhs. Text 33. Tesham tu sat pradhanhanam pritu sashravasa atmaja dharmo namasana svasya haya meda satasyat yat. Translation. Among these many sons, 6 were the foremost, such as Prithushrava and Prithukirti. The son of Prithushrava was known as Dharma, and his son was known as Ushana. Ushana was the performer of 100 horse sacrifices. Text 34. Tatsuto ruchakas tasya pancha san atmajar shinu purujid rukma rukmeshu prithu jagmaga samgnita. Translation. The son of Ushana was Ruchaka, who had 5 sons, purujid rukma rukmeshu prithu and jagmaga. Please hear of these sons from me. Text 35 and 36. Jamagas Travara Prajo Pianyam Varyan Saibya Pratir Bayat Navichad Chatru Bhavanad Bojam Kanya Maharasit Ratastam Tamnidik Shaya Saibya Patim Amarsita Kayam Kuhaka Matstanam Ratam Aro Pitati Vai Snusha taveti abhite smayanti patim abravit. Translation. Jamaga had no sons, but because he was fearful of his wife, Shaibya, he could not accept another wife. Jagma once took from the house of some royal enemy a girl who was a prostitute, but upon seeing her, Shaibya was very angry and said to her husband, quote, "My husband, you cheater, who is this girl sitting on the seat of the chariot?" End quote. Jagma then replied, quote, "This girl will be your daughter-in-law." End quote. Upon hearing these joking words, Shaibya smilingly replied. Text 37. Aham bandhyasa patni cha shnusha me yunjite katam jaya yishyashi yam rajni tasya yam upayujnjite. Translation. Shaibya said, "I am sterile and have no co-wife. How can this girl be my daughter-in-law? Please tell me." End quote. Jagmaga replied, quote, "My dear queen, I shall see that you indeed have a son, and this girl will be your daughter-in-law." End quote. Text 38. Avna modanta tadvishve deva pitara evacha shabya garba madat kale kumaram shushuve shubam savidarba iti prokta upayeme shnusam satim. Translation. Long, long ago, Jagmaga had satisfied the demigods and pitas by worshipping them. Now, by their mercy, Jagmaga's words came true. Although Shaibya was barren, by the grace of the demigods, she became pregnant and in due course of time gave birth to a child named Vidarbha. Before the child's birth, the girl had been accepted as his daughter-in-law, and therefore Vidarbha actually married her when he grew up. Purport. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 23rd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, "The Dynasties of the Sons of Yayati," end quote.